What was your reaction to hearing about the trade?
Oh, I mean, just like everybody else, was surprised, you know. But that being said, I've been around long enough to know the only constant thing has changed. So nothing totally shocks me anymore. But I was a little surprised this morning.
Kyle, you were talking at the end of last season that, you know, you're going to check things out. You're going to see where this team is, what it wants to do. What does this indicate for you in terms of 2017?
Well, I think I was actually just talking to somebody about it. You know, you could view it one way from my perspective if we got a pick this year, two years from now, and then, you know, for both picks. We're actually getting guys that are coming back that play those positions. So, you know, I don't scout and evaluate guys. Mm-hmm. So we're actually getting people back and some picks. I know more than anything, my attitude and my leadership and the way that I work can't change, because if it changed, guys change. And above all that, I trust Sean. So, you know, I'm going to do what I've always done, and I'm going to go out there and get ready to win.
Do you have to, because as a leader, are you extra vigilant and checking with guys as maybe not today, it's too soon, but tomorrow, next week, that other guy, that everybody else is not letting things slide or getting down?
Sure. And I think the main thing is you want to check in with those maybe first, second, third year guys, maybe that aren't accustomed to big change like that or sudden change like that. And, you know, talk to a few guys today. I'm like, listen, I think the only way that our team is going to be any good is how we respond in high and low times, or how we respond in sudden change on the field and all. So it's an opportunity for us to see how would we react. And I thought we had a good practice today.
Do the leaders hold a team meeting when something like this happens? Do you guys?
Sean addressed it with everybody as a team, and then we break out individually. And I think everybody kind of in their individual groups took it upon themselves to, you know, hey, this is kind of the deal, you know, and we're going to miss those guys. They were great teammates. I love both of them. But they're moving on, and, you know, unfortunately we have to move on without them, and we're going to get ready and we're going to embrace our new teammates.
Sean said that he met with the leaders, a few leaders beforehand. I'm assuming you were one of them, but, you know, kind of what was, if you can, the general message of kind of like how we should treat this or react?
Well, I mean, this is everything that I just said. You know, they're looking to make our team better now and, you know, in the future. So, I mean, it's kind of everything that I, you know, just covered.